Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Gene Greisman. Dr. Gene Greisman is the author of Lincoln Speaks to Leaders and also Time Tactics of Very Successful People, also The Words Lincoln Lived By, and many other important resources. You can find at his website, and that's presidentlincoln.com, right, Gene?
Yes, that it's presidentlincoln.com. Thank you very much.
And by the way, Gene is an original member of our Brain Trust. We met him back in 98 when he first introduced us gave us our relationship with President Lincoln. Gene, you were recently in Egypt. We're talking about that. One of the things that I'm concerned about right now is, I know this sounds, you know, selfish of me because the Egyptians have a lot at stake right now. But in terms of American small business owners, I'm concerned that this unrest over there is going to lead to a cascading effect that will create unrest in the region, maybe a lot more than just unrest in the region, maybe paradigm shifts, as my friend Joel Barker would say, who's going to be on the next hour. And that could lead to a severe spike, maybe a long-term spike in oil prices. And Gene, every time oil goes up a dollar, that's a tax, that's a new tax on small businesses in America and on our customers. And I'm worried about this. What do you think?
Well, there are forces underway in that part of the world that we probably can't control very well. One, you have a very young populations in all of those countries.
Saudi Arabia,
two,
especially.
You have very high unemployment. Mm-hmm. And three, you have people connected now with the internet, social media. This is a new phenomenon. So paradigm shift is probably what we're going to get. Whether it will work well in our favor remains to be seen. We can hope it will. When I was in Egypt, at that time, the people I met were friendly toward America.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's a reservoir of goodwill that we can draw upon. The tricky thing right now for America is, number one, not to be seen as abandoning our friends of the past, yet at the same time seeming to oppose democratic forces.
Mm-hmm.
And being an enemy of democracy.
Right.
So that's a very tricky one in case these leaders get overthrown and we're seen as perpetuating dictators.
Well, see,
tricky one.
The big issue to me, I mean, and back to the oil thing, let's make sure that we state that Egypt is not a big producer of oil.
But the Suez Canal
makes
it much more efficient and much cheaper to get oil to us.
That's part of it, but also if this cascaded over to the Arabian Peninsula.
Oh, there's no doubt of that.
Then now we got other issues, or if this gets into a situation where America has to do more to defend Israel, and I mean this is. There's a flashpoint over there right now that's very concerning right now. This isn't, Americans don't need to look at what's happening in Egypt as if they're watching a movie or something. This is going to impact our world. Whatever happens is going to impact us, don't you think?
I agree. It's like a revolution. Well, it's not. It is a revolution.
It is a revolution. Yeah.
Once it happens, it may end in a reign of terror, as in France.
Right.
Or it may end in a stable government that has brought blessings to the whole world, as here in the United States.
Do you have any thoughts on Mr. Baradei?
What's that?
Mr. Baradei. Baradei. Do you have any thoughts on him?
On who?
The guy who's trying to... He's one of the influencers of what's going on over there, Mohammed El Baradei. I don't know if you.
I do not know much about him. I do know that the second in command for Mubarak has an unsavory past.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's. I think that whole regime's going to go away, don't you?
I think so. And I hope that we can keep friends with whatever happens, the people who come into power.
Right.
The point is, there's no main leader like a Gandhi.
Well, that's what Al-Baradei is trying to become. But it'll be interesting to see. Gene, thanks for your perspectives today on all of this. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
I appreciate being on your show.
Gene Greisman, ladies and gentlemen, that's Dr. Gene Greisman, and G-R-I-E-S-S-M-A-N if you're Googling him. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.